Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this glorious morning. Thank you, God, for your mercy over our lives. Thank you, God, for your wonders. Thank you, Father, for this day. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, adoration. I pray for all those hearing of this morning, that, Lord, you will come to them, that, Lord, you will help them, that, Lord, you will do new things in your life. As many of them that woke up this morning without hope, that, Lord, before the end of today, you will give them hope. In the name of the Lord Jesus, many people hearing this morning that are downcast, that Father, you will lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Many who are bereaved, Father, we pray you will console and you will encourage them in the name of Jesus. And many people are having good things to do today, marriages and other good things, that Lord, you will bless them abundantly in the name of Jesus. Lord, want to hear your word. Let your word bring grace and power into our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I want to thank God for this morning, and I want to welcome you to this very important program on radio called Church on Air. Thank God for all his goodness towards us. Thank God because this program has been a blessing to very many of us, you know, through the responses that we are receiving, you know, every time. And I want to thank God because I know that there is somebody here this morning that God is about to bless. There is somebody there hearing us this morning that God is about to lift. You know, there's somebody there this morning that God wants to help, you know. I'm sure you are the person. And so because of that, I want you to listen this morning because God has a word for you. God has a word for you. God is about to do new things in your life, and it shall be so for you in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, you know, for some times, you know, last week we are talking on intimacy with God, because I have discovered that some people are going to church, but yet they don't know God. Some people, you know, they are even preachers, you know, there are even, you know, evangelists, there are even church members, there are people that profess that they are Christian, but yet they don't know God, and yet they are religious. You know, they will do this, they will do that, you know, they are only religious. They are like Martha. You know, the day that Jesus Christ entered the house of Mary and Martha, Martha was so cumbersome with the things of this world. Martha was after, you know, food and other things. But Mary, she sat at the feet of Jesus hearing the word. Can you see now? So a lot of people, they are too busy for God. They are just religious. But this day, we need to check ourselves. Am I close to God? Am I hearing from God? You know, and that is why this morning we are going to talk on, you know, keys to intimacy. Keys to intimacy. You know, but now let me say this very, very well, that, you know, to be intimate with God is to know him. Is to know him. According to John chapter 17, verse number 3. John 17, verse number 3, yes.
And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
Now, intimacy is knowing somebody. You know, when you are close to somebody, you will know a good details about the person. You will know the type of food the person likes. You will know the lifestyle. You will know his dues, the things that the person, you know, likes to do. So also, when you are close to God, you will start to know, you know, what God is demanding from you. You will start to know, you know, the grace that is in God, the power that is in God, and every other thing, you know, when you are close to God. So how can we have intimacy with God? You know, this is part two of the sharing. I've given you the definition before, and I'm sharing the other one with you. Now, how can we improve intimacy with God? Number one thing is commitment and faithfulness. Commitment to God and faithfulness. Now, let's study the Bible together. Let's open the Bible, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 5, from verse 7 to 9. Deuteronomy, chapter 5, from verse 7 to 9, yes.
Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me.
Up till now, God is jealous. You know, he said, thou shalt not have any other God besides me. So, he wants you to be committed to him alone. Can you see now? He wants you to focus in. Why? He's your maker. You know, he made you. So, he's interested that, you know, you don't go after any other deity. Hallelujah. So God wants you to serve him. Now, a lot of people, they will say, no, pastor, I don't serve any other God. But you know what now? Their phone has become their what? Their God. Anything you give more attention to, it has become your God. You see some of our youth today, they can spend 8-10 hours concurrently on what? On the phone. You know, they are now phone addicted. You know, some will even do vigil on phone. They will not sleep. Can you imagine that now? So, they can't pray to God at night for vigil, but they can do vigil with their phone. You know, looking at WhatsApp, you know, chatting and doing other things. Now, it shows then, therefore, that phone that you are giving much attention to has become your God. It's not allowed to pray to God. It's not allowed to go to fellowship. Some people, they will miss fellowship because they want to have something to do on phone. Now, that is phone now. We are in that era right now. I pity our youth because the devil is now trying, you know, to enslave them out of God. Now, so it is possible for somebody to have other gods. Anything you put too much attention to has become your God. That is what I want you to know. To some, it is fashion. You know, I heard that women can even use 3-4 hours to dress. Imagine that. You know, why? Because they will make up, they will do all sorts of things, you know, in the name of fashion. You know, anything you put too much attention to will take the place of God in your life. Some, it will be something else. Some, it will be money. You know, some, it will be their children. You know, a woman has somebody coming to church and they ask her, why are you not coming to church? She says, it's my children. They came from home and I must help them. It will be because of the labor of the children, she wasn't coming to church. Now, can you see, you know, what we now say God now? When Bible now says, you know, he says, you know, we should not serve any other God. He says, thou shalt not have any other God before me. You know, you will say, I don't have an idol that I bow down to. No, I don't. But you see what? All these things that is taking your time can be your idols. Hallelujah. Now let's go again. Let's see the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 28. Now let's read verse 9. 1 Chronicles 28 verse number 9.
And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart, and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all heart, and understandeth all the imagination of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever.
Hallelujah. That was David counseling his son, Solomon. The same way you must counsel your children. The same way you must speak to your beloved. You know, David says, Solomon, my son, know the Lord thy God. Be close to him. He said, know him, oh, because if you don't know him, you will not make it. If you don't know him, you will not get to where you get to in life. He said, know the Lord, the God of thy father. Know him. Be intimidated with him. He now said, and serve him with a perfect heart. Don't serve him anyhow. Serve God with your whole heart and with a willing mind. Why? For the Lord searcheth all hearts. Serve God with all your hearts. Serve God. He said, if you seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee out forever. May God not cast you out. May you never be abandoned. You know, when if you abandon God, God will abandon you. You know, when you are, if you abandon God, God also will abandon you. So, you know, that was the message of David, Solomon. And thank God because he heeded to that message. You need to preach the same message to your children. You need to preach the same message to yourself. Father, help me to know you more, to be acquainted with you, to know you more than this, and to serve you with all my might. As you do that, God himself will start to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, we are talking about commitment to God this morning, you know, as a way to be intimate with God. And I want you to be so committed with God, you know, and then you will see God at work in your life. Let me give you a scripture before I leave that thing. In the book of Revelation, chapter number 2, I want us to read verses 4 and 5. Revelation chapter 2, 4 and 5.
Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
Except you repent. The Spirit of God was talking to the church at Ephesus. You know, he said, Ephesus, you are good, though. I know your work, your labor, I know your patience, everything you are doing correct. He said, but I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left the place of thy first love. You know, this morning, you know, you left the place of your first love. Before you serve God perfectly, before you are thirsty for God, before you are hungry for the word of God, before you are after God's presence, but today, where are you now? Before you used to go to church, in fact, in those days, you are the first person that will arrive at church, but today it has changed. You know, you are forsaking your first love. You are out of God's first love. As many of you feel that you are backsliding, you know, you are becoming far from God. You need to know that this is not a good thing. You need to go back to God. He said, repent. He said, except you repent, I will put out your candlestick out of the place. Eh? May God never abandon you. May God never forget you. I pray that, you know, you the glory of your life, may it not reduce in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see the church at Ephesus? They have left their first love. Now, have you also abandoned your first love? I ask you this morning, go back. The thing you used to do for God before, eh? That now you have now stopped. Can you go back? I know a lady before, she used to be a prayer warrior. In fact, at night, she will be battling the power of darkness. But today, she's now in the world. Huh? Please don't go back. Be committed and be faithful in serving God. And the Lord will surely bless you in the name of Jesus. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Are you under satanic affliction or bondage? Are you sick and need urgent divine intervention? Or are you weak or depressed? Just take a bold step of faith as you join us every Sunday in our Jesus the Doctor program, an interdenominational one-hour program. We start by 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries off Abeokuta, Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta. Make Jesus your doctor today and be free. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. 080-338-55927. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to thank God for this word this morning. We are talking on intimacy with God, and we have seen our number one thing that we need to be committed and to be faithful to with God in serving the Lord. Now let's go to number two key for how we can be, you know, be close to God, how we can know God the more, is that you must love God. Your love for God must increase. You know, for example, it's like your family. If your love for your spouse is increasing, there will be closeness. Intimacy will be established. If you love your wife, if you love your husband, you know, you'll be very, very close. Because, you know, love is like a bond, pulling you together. You know why? It's a power or attraction, joining the husband and the wife together. And don't forget that the church today is the bride of Jesus Christ. The church today is the wife of Jesus Christ. And that is why the church must be very close to Jesus. Now let's see that in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse number 2. Jeremiah 2 verse 2.
Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thy espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown.
Can you see? He said, when you are correct, when you went after me, you are hungry after me, I know that time. You know, God is now complaining to Israel that they are not going, they are going from him. You know, are you also like that? Let's also do that in Jeremiah chapter 3, in verse 14. Jeremiah 3, verse 14.
Turn, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion.
God is saying that turn. You see, you need to turn to God. You need to turn from these ways, you know, unto God. Please, you know, you need to, what are you doing that you need to turn today? Turning means to repent. Hallelujah. So, the church is the bride. Don't forget, number 2 point is love. That when you love God, this love will draw you very close to God. Deuteronomy chapter number 6 is saying that. Deuteronomy chapter 6 in verse number 5. Deuteronomy 6 verse number 5.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
Hallelujah. You know, he said you love your God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. What does the Bible say there? Love God with everything. Love God with everything you have. How you see now? Love God. You know, when you love him, you will go for him. When you love God, there is nothing you cannot do for God. When you love God, you will obey him. You know, you will give him total obedience. When you love God, you will give to him. You know, because giving is the true test of love. You know, when you love, love draw you closer to God. How is your love level? How far do you love God? Look at Mary. You know, when Jesus Christ was buried, he was looking for what? For the body of Jesus. To what? To anoint him. Can you see that? And you know, when he couldn't see his body, he was looking. You know, until when, you know, he said, they have taken the body of Jesus Christ. And I wonder what he wants to do with the body. But can you see, he loved Jesus Christ both in life and in death. To the extent that, you know, when he couldn't see the body of Jesus, he went to call Peter. And Peter, come and see, they have carried the body of the Lord. I don't know where they put him. And they were there, they are running. When Peter got there, he checked and looked and couldn't see it. He went back. But Mary stood there. Mary didn't go. Why? Can you see the love? Do you love Jesus like this? Despite the fact they have told them that anyone that come there, they want to carry the carcass of Jesus Christ. Because they say we will resurrect. So anyone you see, kill them. They have been instructed. The soldiers have been instructed. You know, kill them. But, you know, Mary risked her life. Looking for who? For Jesus. Do you love Jesus? Or you are looking at the hands of Jesus? Some people, they are looking at this. The only thing that Jesus can provide. That is all they are looking for. Are you after, you know, Jesus? Do you want him to your life? Do you want to serve him? You know, all you want is just Jesus, give me this, give me that. So you see Mary, the way she loved Jesus is an extraordinary love. Huh? Love him. It will make you to be very close to him. When you love your spouse, you'll be close together. Now let's see John. John chapter 15. Let's read verse 13. John chapter number 15, verse 13. Yes.
Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Can you see now? He said, greater love has no man than this. For me to lay down my life for you. For me, no, Jesus Christ, he laid down his life. He died because of his love for us. You know, and he wants us also to do the same thing. If he can lay his life down for us. Greater love. Can you see how he loves us? Yeah, he laid down his life. So that, you know, we can live. So, what am I saying this morning is that there's a need for you to love Jesus. More than this, the way you love him now. You must love him passionately. You must love him with your whole heart. You must love him, serving him with all your strength. And this will bring God's glory to your life. Now, let's also see 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14. 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14.
And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now, can you see the love that God has for people? You know, Jesus, look at Paul, who has been he was a blasphemer before, who was a persecutor of the church, who was injurious to the church. Do you know that when you look at human assessment, such a man should not be used by God? But can you see the love of God to us? Can you see? Because, you know, he first of all loved us before we love him. Now, if God can love us, then he shows that you too must love him back. So, you know, when you love him, see how God loved Paul. Even though Paul was persecuting the church, he was destroying people, but God was saying, I'm going to capture this man. Hear me? There are people around you that they are so terrible, that they are doing evil. Excuse me, God can still use them. You that you are talking, look at your background. See where you are coming from. Even a man of God was saying that he didn't even know that God can use him again. Why? Because of his background. The background was so terrible. Very, very terrible. God can still use you despite what is happening. No, I don't know that you are a fornicator. I don't know that you are adulterous. I don't know what is happening to you. I don't know if you are 419. I don't know if the evil you are doing today, or you are an armed robber. Do you know that God still loves you? He still loves you. And once you can come out of those things, it will be wonderful. Then you will see your love increasing also for Jesus. If you can come out of this evil act of yours, you will see, you know, yourself to growing in the love of God. I pray this will be so for you this morning, that no matter who you are, no matter your profession, no matter the legal work you are doing today, that this love of God will come to your heart this morning. And this love will make you to change your heart towards God. And you will start to walk, you know, in a glorious way as from today. So it shall be for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now let me go forward. Let me give you the last one. I mean, for today, you know, the thing that can promote intimacy. The last one is your respect for God. Respect means to honor God and to reference God. When you say, I respect God, you are saying, I honor God and I respect God. You know, in the Bible, we discover that, you know, this man called Joseph, he really honored God. He respected God. He said, I will not go into this, you know, sexual immorality with this woman, Potiphar's wife. I will not. Why? Because nobody was there. He could have done it, you know, but he feared God. He have reference for God. Can you see now? Even though if he do it, nobody might even know. But this has cut down the glory of his life. This has hindered him from making progress. This has ruptured his destiny in life. May the enemy not come to you to rupture your future in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What now happened? Let's see Psalm 25, you know, respect and honor unto God. Psalm 25, let's read verses 12 and 14. Psalm 25, 12 and 14.
What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
So, when you say, I respect God, that means you fear God, and God is your teacher. Can you see that? He said, what man is he that fear the Lord? Him that he shall teach in his way, that he shall choose. So God is ready to teach you when you fear God. When you fear him and you honor him. If you can fear the Lord, if you can honor the Lord, oh my God. You know, do you know that God, he will teach you, he will be so close to you. So close, so intimate, you know, unto you. And you and God will be working together. Why? Because he will start to teach you. May my prayer this morning, may God be your teacher. I will see you tomorrow in church. And tomorrow will be wonderful because it will be a wonderful day of, you know, impartation. And I'm looking forward to see you. The Lord be with you and the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everything I want to say.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.